Welcome to the Google Workspace Developer News, where we share what's new to the Google Workspace platform. We have six topics to cover, so let's get started. The Google Drive API now allows you to start and manage approvals on Drive files through the new Approvals resource. The update introduces several methods, including start, approve, decline, reassign, cancel, and comment. You can also retrieve or list the status of existing approvals using the get and list methods. When working with the Meet API, the get and list methods on the SmartNotes resource can now retrieve SmartNotes files in a conference record. Additionally, using the Google Workspace Events API, subscriptions are now generally available for the following SmartNotes events: started, ended, and file generated. You can now call the Chat API to create and manage custom sections and organize conversations into a personalized view. For both Google Chat apps and Google Workspace add-ons that extend Google Chat, you can now configure and respond to message actions in Google Chat. Message actions let users invoke your chat app from the Message Context menu. This feature is available through the Developer Preview Program. Chat apps can now find existing group conversations with specific members using the Find Group Chats method. When using the Google Meet API, the Phone Access and Gateway SIP Access fields on the Space resource can now be used to identify and join a meeting space. We recently published a special Google Cloud Next 2026 edition of the Workspace Developer News. In that video, we covered the Workspace MCP server in more depth. I highly recommend you check it out. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in next month's video.